from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad to be here with you. Reached out to me, great listener on social media, intrigued, ears perked up a little bit when I said Keystone Light on Draft at my brother's new restaurant. Just brilliant idea from him. And it was fun. It was awesome. It's just hard sometimes to remember. My memory is not good when I go on long weekends like that I am no longer 23 years old, and there are consequences for my actions. That draft we were talking about, you and I got like a D draft grade. I kept just getting like D and D minus draft grades. I can't wait to prove all the computer nerds wrong this fantasy football season. Hope everybody is through their fantasy football drafts. I love that weekend. It's so much fun as we get ready to start the season tomorrow with the Chiefs and the Ravens. Let's go to the IHOP hotline. Fred's on the line, wants to talk a little Chiefs with us here. Fred, what's up? Welcome into Sports Daily.
Well, I'm an old-time listener and an old-time follower of the Chiefs. I remember a game we played against Tennessee and Derrick Henry. And the way we played him is we hit him early before he got up to speed to stop him. And the guy I remember doing that was Bolton. He had a great game, had a bunch of tackles against him. So I'm interested in seeing the game tomorrow night to see how they defend Henry and whether they, spy him with Belton or not, and how they're going to handle the quarterback. But I'll hang up and listen to your comments. Thanks.
I appreciate it, Fred. So Derrick Henry, Tommy, quick search, 4 games against the Chiefs, 6 touchdowns in those games, 78 carries, 400 and 47 yards. So, and I don't believe that includes the postseason, but it has been a challenge with him over the years for the Chiefs and for every team in the NFL. He is a generational talent. How much gas does he have left in the tank? I'm not sure, but he'll have a lot in week 1 of the season. Baltimore is going to be an interesting offense this year. They feel like they've got 2 great tight ends now, with Andrews healthy and likely doing what he did a year ago. They've got Zay Flowers, who looks like he is a really, really good young player. And now they add Derrick Henry into the mix. It will be a challenging offense to hold down. There is no question about it. Baltimore is very, very good this year. And how does Henry fit in with Lamar Jackson? That'll be interesting to see. I mean, do they treat it like a two-headed monster? Do they just feed the rock to Henry the whole time? I don't know, but it will be one of those things too. And this is where I've had a hard time looking at it from a betting perspective, Tommy. If you're the Chiefs, do you feel like you need to get out ahead? Because you know Derrick Henry, if you watch Derrick Henry over his career, he starts to kill you in the second half is when he starts to kill you. Once your defense is a little worn down, it's not usually early in the game, it's late. And so, you know, is the goal then for the Chiefs to strike early and try to take the Ravens' ability in the second half to just pound the rock away? That would be my strategy if I were the Chiefs. You could also look at it as just keep Baltimore's offense off the field and try and pound it with Isaiah Pacheco. There's a lot of different little interesting strategy nuggets in all of this. I sure wish they had Hollywood Brown, but it's hard for me to look at it like from over under and all that stuff because there's the game planning in this one is fascinating on how you do it. It's not really one of those things where it's like, oh, let's just go play to our strength. You do have to try to counter what the other is doing. And both sides have to do this. The Ravens do too. But it makes it a little tricky and fascinating football game to watch, I'm sure.
Well, let's go back specifically to, you know, Fred talking about Nick Bolton and his role. I think that, you know, when we're talking about Chiefs linebackers, the conversation all offseason has been primarily around the loss of Willie Gay Jr. And I think Nick Bolton, you know, is quietly probably the best linebacker on that roster. And I think part of the reason why he hasn't been talked about quite as much this offseason is because he did miss significant time in the middle of the year last year with injuries. But when he was out on the field early in the season and then late in the year, and especially during the playoff run, he was an impact player for Kansas City. And he's going to be, you know, a guy that, you know, not that he wasn't already a leader on that defense, but he will continue that. I mean, I'm pretty sure that at least a year ago, and I don't know if it started last year or started in previous seasons, but he's the signal caller, you know, for the defense. He was last year. I would imagine he'll continue, you know, that this year as well when he's out on the field. And so he was a large reason why the Chiefs defense was one of the top defenses in the NFL when he was healthy and out there. And so I do think that that's going to be critical tomorrow night. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if the Chiefs defense completely sells out to stop Derrick Henry, you know, and plays man coverage in the passing game. I think that if you're kind of, you know, picking your poison, like if I'm Steve Spagnuolo and I'm picking my poison, I would rather Lamar Jackson try to beat me with his arm than have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry beat me with their legs. And so I think knowing that, I mean, it wouldn't shock me one bit, you know, if we see some of those Ravens wide receivers, specifically Zay Flowers, and, you know, I think Mark Andrews will probably get involved in a large way too, have pretty solid games, because I think the Chiefs defense is going to do whatever they possibly can do to stop that run.
Well, sure. But again, to the, you know, back to what we opened with Dan with, that's all fine and well, but the Ravens, if they don't run the ball again a ton, no matter what the Chiefs do, it will be a mistake. Like, you have to make this Chiefs defense prove it over and over and over again. And then the pressure becomes on the Ravens defense a little bit. The Chiefs are not at full strength offensively. They're just not. And so now it's like, can this, what I think will be by the end of the season, an insanely potent, high scoring passing game, can they come out of the gates that way? I mean, I guess the good news if you're a Chiefs fan is it's Andy Reid with 2 weeks basically to prepare and an off season. But they, you know, that didn't do them any favors last year in that opener. So look, it's tests all around.
Yeah,
these may very well be the two best teams in football.
I'm not particularly concerned offensively for the Chiefs going into the game. I mean, I know they don't have Hollywood Brown, and you obviously, when you're playing his former team in the Ravens, you'd love to have him, you know, there on the field, and, you know, that's not going to happen. So yeah, you're depleted a little bit in that regard. I'm glad that they have reinforcements in Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm glad that they have reinforcements in Samaje Perine. I think that from an offensive point of view, more than anything, I think that they'll be fine in that regard. I'm not overly concerned about that. More than anything, for me, it's about what do you do to slow down a running game that, you know, I like you mentioned multiple times, John Harbaugh is not going to make the same mistake twice. He's not going to abandon the run twice. At least I don't think so.
But the Chiefs can make him do that. The Chiefs can make him do that if they score quick.
Yeah, but it's easier to make that decision when you have Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. Like, you know, when you've got those running backs as compared to having Derrick Henry as your starting running back. Like, that's going to be it was indefensible, you know, in the AFC Championship game for John Harbaugh to abandon the run. It'll be even more so if he abandons it tomorrow night with the running back that he's got now in Baltimore. So I do think that that's ultimately going to be the name of the game. I think what will end up happening, in my opinion, is it will come down to the arm of Patrick Mahomes and the arm of Lamar Jackson. That will be the deciding factor in my mind in the game. Who's going to be more effective in that regard? And, you know, in my mind, it's absolutely Patrick Mahomes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what the Chiefs would love to happen. But that's the point, right? Like, the Ravens don't want this to come down to the arm of Lamar Jackson. They want it to come down to the legs of Derrick Henry. And the legs, to some degree, probably of Lamar Jackson. Although that's one thing I do wonder – about Lamar this year is with Henry there, does Lamar run less this year than he normally does? I think there's a chance that that happens. I don't know if there is some way to come up with like a, I don't know if you'd call it a read option with those two guys, but like those two together is going to be a really interesting pairing. And I cannot wait to see how the Ravens utilize that. But they're talented up and down. Again, it may very well be the best two rosters, best two teams in football right now. We just get them in the opener, and no matter what happens, I wouldn't overreact to it too much. I'll say that too. I'll tell you, we've got our betting insider set up. It's PJ Glasser is going to join us this year for some bets. I can't wait to ask him tomorrow. I love the idea, Tommy, of an Xavier Worthy touchdown prop tomorrow to score a touchdown in that opener. And I just wonder, and I wanted to ask Dan this, we ran out of time, how many shots that he thinks or we think the Chiefs will take to Worthy in the first game. I think it's at least two, just true shots that the Chiefs will take with him. There's no tape on him yet other than the preseason. So it feels as ripe as ever to try and set up those shots. I like that tomorrow, as a part of the betting extravaganza that I'm sure will happen in that opener that everybody can't wait for. But it'll be fun. Let's go back to some stuff Shreyas talked about with us there, Tommy. If you missed, by the way, Dan Israel talking Chiefs, Shreyas Lotta talking KU, you can go back and listen to those for free on the Odyssey app. All the shows are there for you, podcasted out. It's a great way to take in the program. If you haven't checked it out, just download the Odyssey app. You can go to kfhradio.com. KU Illinois. Honestly, it's for both K-State and KU, but true road games in week two, 5.5 points feels probably about right for KU, 10 points for K-State. These are, and they're both favored in the games, which they should be. They're both ranked right now. And what's been sort of a wacky college football year, I would say, to start, a little unpredictable, which is not surprising. It's predictable that it's unpredictable, right, with the transfer portal. But you got some weird stuff happening with teams that people thought might be really good, losing games early. These are trouble spots probably more than they ever have been. True roadies against teams that, you know, every team can get a whole lot better faster than they ever could before. And that's why, like, when we talk about, like, who knows, right? Like, there's so much of this that feels unknown when it comes to college football early in this season. And watching the games that you watched over the first, let's call it a week and a half, I think prove it. Like, it we don't know how this is going to go.
Well, case in point is a team like Florida State, you know, that right? they were a top 10 team and they're 0-2, you know, and they're playing, you know, teams that, you know, should be considered pretty simple and easy victories for the most part in Georgia Tech and Boston College. And that hasn't happened. So yeah, any team can pop up and bite you, you know, at any time. Colorado very nearly got bitten by an FCS team, North Dakota State, last week. So anything can happen in college football. I think that both KU and K-State were similar in their first games in the fact that offensively both teams were a little sloppy. But both teams are replacing their offensive coordinators. Both teams are getting quarterbacks kind of up and running. Jalen Daniels getting him back up and running, and Avery Johnson, it's his team finally. You know, so it was a good warm-up for both teams. I think that there absolutely are some similarities, because if you look at the final stat lines for both Jalen Daniels and Avery Johnson from week one, neither one was particularly great. They were both okay. They were fine. Jalen Daniels only played in the first half. They were fine, but they weren't, you know, mind-blowing. It wasn't like you get crazy by looking at them. Both quarterbacks threw a pick in the opening game. So it was an opportunity for them to shake the rust off. The only concern that I would have for either team going into this weekend's games would be if the rust hasn't fully shaken off offensively for either one. I don't anticipate that happening, but that would be the only thing that could, you know, reach up and maybe, you know, trip them up a little bit in this game.
Yeah, and Illinois and Tulane will have that same concern, right? Like, they'll be dealing with the same sort of thing.
It's from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just very hard to be predictive, I think, right now in college football, because there is so much change, not just for the teams that you follow, but the teams that they're playing against. It's hard to look back and take much from the year before, even in a, you know, even in cases where you have a key returning player. It just feels wildly unpredictable. And apologies to all the spouses out there who may not be as rabid into football as their significant other, because you've got now what we're looking at is a Chiefs opener tomorrow. You got an NFL game on Friday night in the start of high school football. You got college football Saturday with two different windows for K-State and KU, and then the full slate of NFL football for Sunday. We'll see everybody Monday. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that starts tomorrow. Like, talk to you Monday, family. Like, it is just so much football, and they're all good. Like, everybody we follow is good right now, and that's crazy.
Yeah, the other thing for both KU and K-State that were similarities between the two teams in their opening week was that while both offenses were sloppy to an extent, especially early on, both defenses were really good. And I know that, you know, again, you're talking about Lindenwood and UT Martin, right? But even getting that out of the way, you've got playmakers, no doubt about it, on both teams. You know, and with KU, Melo Dotson had a pick six, and, you know, you had some of the major key playmakers on the Kansas State defense as well. I mean, I really believe that, and I've mentioned this, I know, with Tim Fitzgerald a couple of different times during the offseason, that at least with Kansas State, and maybe even to an extent with KU, because there's been so much talk about the offense and Avery Johnson and, you know, what that's going to look like, that the defense is almost kind of like, hey, we're here too. Hey, remember us? You know, we can be an elite level defense in the Big 12. I think that's a similarity between both KU and K-State, that they both have, you know, potentially elite level defenses and big time playmakers on you know, the roster for both programs.
It's hard to imagine people are going to throw on KU this year. That will not be what gets them hurt, I don't think, defensively. Can they stop the run? If they can, I mean, look, if KU's good in the trenches defensively, they may have the best defense in the Big 12, which is another just wild thing to even consider when you look back at recent history. But that's a big part of what they hope they can do this year. In Illinois will certainly be a better test than they saw against Lindenwood. But that's coming. Can't wait for that. Again, if you missed anything with Shreyas Lotta, great breakdown of that. You can go back on the Odyssey app. You can find it there and dig in, as well as our interview with Dan Israel. We're going to jump back to the Royals when we return. We all know they got to get it stopped. Easier said than done with the blows to the roster that they've suffered lately. But we're going to preview tonight's game when we come back against the Guardians. Here we go. If you want to call in, phone lines are still open for you. The IHOP hotline, 869-1240. You can also leave us video comments on X, on YouTube, on Facebook. 12 News Connected is where a lot of you are watching us. Can't wait to get this thing rocking and rolling this year. We're here. We're in full swing. It's our first full guest insider list for Sports Daily. And it's going to be a blast. A little Royals talk for you when we come back, though. It's all Brockton Caster. Don't go away.
It's that time again for the Rocks Dugout Legendary Sports Card and Sports Memorabilia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.